Well, we didn't deserve to get beat, and it was two very, very good teams who played with a really, really high ferocity about it. It was, you could see the meaning of the game. We just huffed and puffed, and we just didn't find that bit of magic in front of goal, and their goalkeepers made save after save and got the right ricochets and crosses coming into the box. All in all, I didn't think we deserved to lose it, but it's a disappointing one, but there we are, I think, in the history of our club. You know, as I was reading over the last few weeks, we're not going to do things easy, are we? Mm. So, you know, it's left it wide open again, but we've still got six games to play, and we've got to bounce back again on Saturday.
In fairness to them, did you sense the goal was coming?
That was their best spell in the game. The last 15 minutes of the first half was arguably their best. The disappointing thing for me is we give the ball away too cheaply in the first half. You know, I know we've got a poor pitch, but that's no excuse to just we were edgy in possession, and that's not like us, you know, and we give it back to them too quick, too easily. Part of the game was when they scored possibly the best bit of quality, even though defensively I thought we were too easily beaten, and maybe we should have got tighter to Deeney, but it was a good finish from the kid.
Second half, what did you say to them at half time?
Well, I think we had to go and press them higher up the pitch and get after them a bit better. It was just, I thought they were a little bit too comfortable. They were a little bit too comfortable in possession. And also, when we do turn it over, let's take care of the ball. And that's what we did second half. We took care of it. We got crosses in. I would think it was near enough total domination second half. But, that elusive goal or that little bit of quality which sometimes you need, unfortunately didn't quite happen for us. Mm.
Do you seem to get a bit more energy in the performance in the second half?
The second half, yeah. I mean, I think in the first half, I think there was, I mean, I thought we started brightly enough and then became edgy. We were edgy and there was a bit of tension around. It was a big game. And when you do get like that, once we threw the shackles off in the second half and just take part in the game, we did much, much better. But it wasn't our night, so we'll dust ourselves down and get ready to go again.
Did that surprise you? They got edgy because they've been so relaxed
far
this season.
Well, I think it was the enormity of the game, And as I said, we give the ball away too often, which is not like us. You know, especially at home. You know, we've prided ourselves on getting it on the floor and being have the ability to pass it round. Second half, we did that much, much better. And should have and could have got back into the game. And even if we'd have drawn the game, it wouldn't have been a bad result for us. But it wasn't our night.
So where do you feel it sort of leaves you now?
Well, we're still second top. Mm. We're six games to go. We've had a disappointing night tonight. There's no doubt about that. But as we've seen, you know, Watford before tonight have lost three on the spin. There's still six to go. We've all got tough fixtures. They've got tough fixtures, so have we. So it's all to play for. It's all still in the melting pot and all to do. Mm.
In fairness to them, they've probably out-cityed you. I've seen you do that to a lot of teams this season.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was talking to him after the game down there and he admired the way we played defensively, and I think they're very similar. You know, they get people behind the ball and break on you, and they've got good players. At the end of the day, they've got some really, really talented footballers, and one in perception was the centre-back, who I think is 35, Cassetti. Mm. You know, you can see how he's played for Italy and what a good player he looked, you know, and he was terrific. It was a fantastic barrier for them.
What was the most frustrating part of the night for
you? Not scoring, because we had enough. You know, maybe the Boyd was the best chance just before half time, and
he didn't look the same player as he was Saturday.
He's had
not picking on him.
But he's had. This is footballers can play. Every day of the week if you want, but the one thing about it is they need time to recover. And after Saturday, you know, he was tired after Saturday, after being away with Scotland, playing on a horrible pitch in Serbia, making his debut for his country, mentally and physically, it's a big, big. Tall order, and unfortunately with Quinny just having a little ankle knock or knee knock, you know, I wasn't prepared to risk him